One, two, one, two, three, four.
Hey, hey, it's Shay Keister, and I'm your host for Casual Cattle Conversations, where we talk about all things related to ranching through sharing the stories and practices of different ranchers and their operations. All righty. Thanks for tuning in again. It's Shay here. This episode is with Tom Brink, and Tom is currently serving as the CEO of the Red Angus Association of America. This episode brings to light the topic of the benefits of working within the beef industry in areas that are not specifically production agriculture or ranching, but more so looking at different career opportunities and what you can learn from those experiences before you go back to the ranch or even go work for someone else. And I find this a very important topic, as a lot of times before you return to the ranch, you're going to work in the industry, and there's a lot of value in that. So with that, this episode covers those topics. Remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. We're on Spotify and iTunes, as well as Podbean. So with that, let's get on to the interview, and thanks for tuning in. If you like it, share with a friend.
So where did you get your start in the beef industry?
Yeah, I grew up in Kansas and with a cow-calf background, and so didn't have a lot of cattle, but always grew up with cows around, and always had were involved in the cow-calf business, and so that was where my interest got sparked. My family still has a ranch in East Central Kansas that my uncle is on, and so long history there in the cattle business.
So what is your current position now, just to give a little background?
Right. For the last little over 4 years, I've been the CEO of the Red Angus Association, and this is actually my second stint in the breed association business. In the late 90s, for about 3 years, I was the executive director of the Gelvy Association. So that was the first time I'd been involved 20 years ago in the breed association game, if you will, and now 4 years plus at Red Angus.
Okay, so you came from a cow-calf background and have moved into a different sector of the beef industry in terms of the breed association side. But what other sectors have you had the opportunity to work in?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity really to work in pretty much all segments of the beef industry, and I'd say that really has been a very enjoyable part of my career. I worked right out of graduate school for Cattle Facts and as a market analyst, and then as the director of their research efforts. That was a tremendous experience in just getting to know all different segments of the business, working with ranchers and stocker producers and a lot of cattle feeders, and also a lot of industry agribusiness type entities within our industry, including bankers and pharmaceutical companies and feed company people and so forth. And so really got a good flavor for the whole of the industry in my early years at Cattle Facts. And then I also spent 13 years working for Conti Beef to Five Rivers. It was Conti Beef when I started, and then that's the organization that became the current Five Rivers, the largest cattle feeding entity in the industry. And so spent a lot of years in the cattle feeding side as well.
That sounds like a lot of awesome experience. Now, you said that you've really got a lot of valuable experience and kind of a flavor for all aspects of the industry. What would you say is the main value that you've received as you've progressed in your career from working in these different aspects? How has that helped you as you've progressed?
It's helped me tremendously because our industry is a segmented industry. It's a very complex industry. It's very dynamic. It's always changing. And I think understanding how different segments do business, what's important to them, what matters to their bottom line was huge, and really understanding that from a lot of different vantage points. That's something that not everybody gets a chance to do in the industry, because we all tend to be focused in one segment or another. And so that broad experience was very beneficial just in helping me understand the industry overall. And it certainly it has helped my career because I could communicate and understand people in different walks of the business and really relate to them. And so that's been a very valuable set of experiences really over that period of time.
So with that, looking back, is there something that you wish you would have done different as you worked in these different segments or built your own career in the industry?
Not really, Shay. I think I've enjoyed my career tremendously, and I've learned a lot, and it's been very exciting and fun. And they always say that when you enjoy your work, it's really not work. And that's the way it's been for me for the majority of my career, and I feel very blessed to have been in that position. I think for people, you know, starting out their careers, you know, thinking big when you're young is important, and really trying new things, being willing to work hard at what you're given the opportunity to do. One of the things I always tell younger people is that you don't necessarily have to have your career all mapped out. And for those people that do, I mean, that's great if they do, but a lot of times it doesn't work out that way anyway. But if you work hard and you excel in what you're doing, there will be more opportunities for you, and they'll come along in many cases faster than you think. And if you do that, the doors will open. And so that's one thing I always encourage people to do when they're starting out their career. Maybe they're 5 years in or 10 years into their career. Keep learning and keep excelling, and those other opportunities are going to open up. I mean, especially right out of college, somebody that's a younger person starting a career, try to take a first job that is going to keep you fairly broad in the experience that you're building, because that's going to give you more options down the road. And if you narrow yourself into a niche kind of a business or a niche position within a business, that may be fine if you know for a fact that that's really what you're interested in doing for your whole career. If that's not the case, then try to keep yourself broad in some of those early work experiences.
So you mentioned working hard and having an open mind and being open to possibilities and how new opportunities would open. Was there anything else that you did or you would recommend to really get your name out there within the industry?
I think be a person that is a hard worker, and also be a person that knows how to work with people, because most everything we do today, and you get this in college way more than we did a long time ago, but everything is done in teams, almost everything. And so learn how to work with different personality types, learn the give and take of teams. It's a learning experience for sure to realize that when you work in a team environment, you don't get your way every time, and there's give and take that you have to understand and really be comfortable with if you're going to excel. So the people skills part of it is extremely important, almost no matter, unless you're working in a lab somewhere or something by yourself, which is not going to be the case for most people, then developing people skills, learning how to work with a lot of different personality types, learning how to lead as well as follow, those are very important things.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we focus on a lot now, I guess, in all my classes. They put us in groups as often as they can, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So with that, there are a lot of us who are young beef industry enthusiasts. And what is your take on the current state of the industry as we go into entering it? There's been a lot of kind of negative talk about the markets, and it's kind of discouraging when we get to hear some of that stuff. But what's your outlook on the industry?
I'm really very bullish and positive on the beef business. And I'll tell you why, Shay, as much as any other single reason, is we see demand performing very well. We do have our share of challenges, as you mentioned, and they come at us from all different angles, from the extreme environmentalists, and I use that word in quote because they really, in some cases, aren't that. You know, animal rights and fake meat and right on down the list, right? But we also see a tremendous demand for our product, both domestically and internationally. And so that tells me that this industry is going to be around for a long, long time to come. And there's going to be opportunity in the industry. One of the things that is most exciting about this younger generation is how technologically knowledgeable you guys are, and we are developing more technology and using more of it in our industry all the time, but the potential is there to do those things in a much greater way and really make the business better, make our genetics better, make our feeding programs better. I mean, just pick an aspect of the industry, and you can see that the technology that is here and the technology that is coming is going to contribute to many, many gains and improvements in our business. And being a part of that can be very fun. I mean, you're really changing the industry for the better, and that's going to feel good. That's going to be exciting. That's going to create opportunity for profit, for, you know, good careers across the wide spectrum of different spots within the industry, so to speak. And so my outlook, if I'd like to, in some ways, Shay, I'd like to go back and be 25 years old again, coming out of grad school, and do this again, because I think the next 30 to 40 years in the beef industry is going to be very exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of insane the amount of technology that is out there now. I find a lot of fun in just kind of researching it and seeing all that we can do and measure now. So you already mentioned that for your career advice with young individuals was to find a career that was broad, or maybe step out of the industry a little bit and spread their wings. But what value do you see in that for maybe individuals who want to return to their cow-calf operations?
Yeah, it's a really good thing to do, to get off the home place for a while and work somewhere else. That might be just on a different ranch or in a different geography where they do things differently than you did at home. And you can always learn from that, because nobody has a corner on all the good ideas, right? The good practices. Or even to go outside the industry, or maybe even into agribusiness, or stay within the industry, but do something different in a different segment and work for a while and learn about the business from another angle and learn about business in general through some different types of experiences. Maybe that's an international experience. Maybe it's just another part of the country, but 2 or 3 years doing something different is always very beneficial. And it's good to see that a lot of young people do that anymore, and their parents in many cases even encourage them to do that, even though their goal, like you said, might be to go back to the home operation eventually.
Well, that's awesome advice. I guess with that, my final question would be, do you have any other advice that you'd like to share for the upcoming generation who's entering the beef industry?
I have two thoughts on that, and it goes to what we look for when we hire people. And I guess this is over 30 years of my career in the cattle business. I've hired a lot of people, Shay, fired a few too over time. And we really look for people that are positive and not negative, that can find solutions, that just tend to look at the world through a positive lens. That's always very important. And so if you want to be somebody that is going to be in demand, be a person that is positive and can find solutions to problems. That's a good thing. And be a giver, not a taker. I always look for that too in people that we interview. And we look for people that are willing to give and to plug into the organization and really do what's needed, and then not worry so much about how they'll be rewarded. And the secret there is the people that really get in and give the most are going to be the ones that will be rewarded the most over time. And so be positive, not negative, be a giver, not a taker, and learn all you can. Never stop learning. I mean, the ability to learn right now, we talk about this a lot, but I have perspective on this, I guess, being an older guy in the beef industry, is that the ability to access information and to learn was not so easy 30 years ago, 35 years ago when I started my career, as it is now. And I'm trying to leverage that to my best ability at this point in my career. But certainly for young people, I mean, you can literally become an expert on just about any subject that you're willing to put the time in and learn. And it's inexpensive to learn if you just use the free resources all around us, right? And so I encourage everybody to just take that attitude on, that they have a specific topic that they want to learn about. Go do it. Do the homework. Take some time and really become an expert in it, and you'll find that you can accumulate a lot of very useful knowledge that way.
Well, thank you very much. That was awesome advice. And yeah, with the internet, it's pretty easy for us to find about anything. So it's definitely nice to have. I can't imagine living without it.
Yeah, it's a great tool. And it just, not everybody will leverage it to their best benefit. But I think for those that will, they're going to find a real advantage.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Tom, for taking the time out of your day to visit with me. I greatly appreciate that.
Thanks, Shay. I enjoyed it. I appreciate it.
Well, I hope you got as much out of that interview as I did. I really enjoyed visiting with Tom, and I think that he offered some outstanding advice in terms of what skills and attitudes people look for when they're employing people, as well as the benefits of working in the beef industry and the future outlook of the beef industry as well. If you like what I'm doing, please give me a like or share on Facebook, Instagram, any social media platform. It means a lot to me. And tell a friend if you think that they'll get as much out of this podcast as you did. Now, with that, I hope you tune in again next time. Have a great day.